Why, the horses are good. Yeah, and after that, people eat them, but no, I don't care if them. They're too blubbery and fat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and clams, then when the horses go out, then the clam season come in. Yeah, then they eat clams. Now, this is the first year that we had a couple of boats, I know, coming down here from offshore somewhere with lobsters.
The lobsters?
Yeah. But those boats don't belong here. They just brought them in here and sold them to this plant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now if I caught a lobster, I don't know. We don't fishing far enough off. You see, they're fishing way off for those lobsters.
What do you call a little thing that's a freshwater thing? Looks like a lobster, except it's a lot smaller.
Is it crawfish?
Crawfish.
It must be. Must be. He got a tail and so he shapes up most like a sandy pea. You see, they call him crawfish. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you know what a fiddler is. Fiddler, he's a little black flat thing. But we don't catch them.
What about the, it's not a fish, but well, some people eat the legs. The kind of thing sits up, starts croaking when it starts getting dark.
Lazy.
The thing, it's not a fish, not seafood, but some people eat the legs, and it croaks.
Oh, now, there is one thing I know they tell me to eat the legs is a frog. Well, we don't catch him. Mm-hmm. And let me see what else. Now, then there's something that I never have yet, but I know there was an old fisherman here, old man will tell him. He didn't want no fish out of the river but a garfish. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's crazy about a garfish, but I never had one. Now I've had shark. And if he's not strong at a certain time of year, he's as rank as a billy goat. Well, I don't know, but that's a steak fish in the market, mm-hmm. A shark. And drumfish and bass, well, they're good fish when they get big, but the meat is coarse. Now, when you catch what you call a school bass, he's about so long. He's good. And even what you call a pompy drum, he's about so long. He's good. Well, he's good all the time, but then the meat get coarse, mm-hmm. when you get old. I've caught drum weighing much as 100 pounds on a line. And I knew Harry, oh, sure, what a boy name. Anyhow, Harry, the first name, I know him good. He caught 9 in Sapro Channel. One season, just about the time he was coming in, he was in there fishing, and he caught 9 of them big old drums. Yeah, brought them up there. Well, he could sell, after the roe drums, he could sell that roe. Now, that roe is high. He'd get as much as $100 for one roe. Huh. Yeah, but now for the meat, no. Didn't care for that.
What kind of frogs are there around here? Mm-hmm. What kind of different frogs are there around?
Now, the one we call a toady frog, the one we call a spring frog. Now that toady frog, he's around the house here mostly, and he don't jump as far as a spring frog. Now a spring frog, he got long legs, and the fella jump half his way, that poach on him, mm-hmm. when he jump. Now there's another big frog, I don't know what to call that frog, but now that's one that they eat the legs. And some of them call him spring chicken. I said, really, you can call him spring chicken if you want to pretend he's a frog. And they crazy about them. Yeah, but he's a good big fella.
What about real small ones that crawl up the side of the house?
Oh, no, them little fellas, I just see the little frog. The bees on this thing here sometimes, and they get the green and all like that. And they get in sometime in the house, too. It ain't nothing to them, though. They won't bother you. You run from them, jump if you start to touch them or jump towards you. Yeah, and then the cricket, he gets in the house sometime. I know down on this grass, you know, and there was one in there. Susie said, oh, Jeff, here's a cricket in here. Get him on this grass. And no, Susie said, don't kill a cricket. Well, he don't bother you. Mm-hmm. He's a little black fella like a grasshopper.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you know what he is. He sings once in a way. He make a noise.
Yeah, some people say they're good luck to have one.